And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 30th of March, 2013. It's the birthday of the French poet Paul Verlaine, born in Metz in the northeast of France, 1844. Paul Verlaine, who wrote, "You must let your poems ride their luck on the back of the sharp morning air, touched with the fragrance of mint and thyme and everything else is literature." It's the birthday of Vincent van Gogh, born in Zundert, Holland, 1853, painter and also a great letter writer, who wrote about religion, friendship, his unhappy love affairs, his bipolar disorder, wrote thousands of letters to his brother Theo, and Theo's widow published the first complete edition of van Gogh's letters in 1913. Van Gogh wrote, "What am I in the eyes of most people? A non-entity, an eccentric or an unpleasant person, somebody who has no position in society and will never have, in short, the lowest of the low. All right, then. Even if that were absolutely true, then I should one day like to show by my work what such an eccentric, such a nobody, has in his heart." It's the birthday of the novelist John Hassler, born Minneapolis, 1933, English teacher for many years. His first novel, Staggerford, was published when he was 42. John Hassler, who said he learned his craft at the Red Owl grocery store in Plainview, Minnesota, where he started working when he was 11. He said, "It was there that I acquired the latent qualities necessary to the novelist, namely the fun of picking the individual out of a crowd and the joy of finding the precise words to describe him." It's the birthday of the Irish playwright Sean O'Casey, born Dublin, 1880, born into a middle-class family, but he was the first Irish playwright to feature the lives of the working class in plays such as Juno and the Paycock and The Plough and the Stars. Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison, entitled Spring. Something new in the air today, perhaps the struggle of the bud to become a leaf. Nearly 2 weeks late, it invaded the air, but then what is 2 weeks to life herself? On a cool night, there is a break from the struggle of becoming. I suppose that's why we sleep. In a childhood story, they spoke of the land of enchantment. We crawl to it, we short-lived mammals, not realizing that we are already there. To the gods, the moon is the entire moon, but to us, it changes second by second because we are always fish in the belly of the whale of earth. We are encased and can't stray from the house of our bodies. I could say that we are released, but I don't know, in our private night when our souls explode into a billion fragments, then calmly regather in a black pool in the forest, far from the cage of flesh, the unremitting eye. This was a dream, and in dreams we are forever alone, walking the ghost road beyond our lives. Of late, I see waking as another chance at spring. A poem entitled Spring by Jim Harrison, from Songs of Unreason, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.